quite a bit that we were talking about this morning, including this attack in Derry. I want to speak to Raymond McCartney from Sinn Féin. Raymond McCartney, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Raymond McCartney, have you any idea what's motivating people in your hometown to blow up the city?
I suppose we're second guessing people, but certainly people who are opposed to the peace process. There are people who are opposed to the fact that now we have a degree of normality in the north, and these people are totally opposed to that.
Do you speak to them? Do you try and liaise with them? Do you cross paths with them?
No, I certainly don't. I certainly would know some people who in the past, you know, perhaps have expressed political opinions opposed to the peace process, and you would engage with them as you would in public meetings, etc. But in terms of the armed groups, no, I would have no contact. They would know what my message to them would be, very, very clear, as it has been since the bomb explosion on Saturday night, and that is to stop. Indeed, if they look around, the opportunity for, if they are so-called Republicans, then the opportunity for Republican politics in this context is very, very obvious. The growth of Sinn Féin, I think the growing awareness across the island, perhaps for the first time in a long time, people are talking about the prospect of a new context, perhaps in New Ireland. We see a conference this week on Saturday where civic nationalism is not engaging with that type of conversation. So if they were in any way cognizant of what was happening around them politically, then they would be engaged. But unfortunately, they are not. They are wedded to something which can only fail, and not only fail, but can bring misery to many people.
But do you not have a duty to try and liaise with them? You've got the support of the electorate in Derry. You've got a Republican agenda that you've always had through your political career. They've got a Republican agenda, but in your opinion, they are, and in the opinion of the vast majority of people, the length and breadth of the United Kingdom and Ireland, would say they are completely on the wrong path. As someone who's just a door away from them, is there not a onus on Sinn Féin to liaise with these people, to talk to these people, especially the younger ones, and say to them, this is the wrong thing to do?
Well, there's two aspects to that. First of all, our party leadership on a number of occasions, and I'm sure it remains an open call, are willing to talk to anyone. People who are often described as dissidents, certainly people who are anti-peace process or anti-Sinn Féin, we are willing and open to talk to them about our political agenda, about their political agenda, and what we feel is the best political agenda to take the Republican objectives to their conclusion. In terms of engagements with young people, there is great work done in the city, throughout this city, to ensure that young people have, you know, the maximum opportunity, community and voluntary sector, educational sector, employers. You know, many, many people do realise that sometimes young people can drift towards these type of groups. But I think we also have to say, in terms of support, it's minimal. In terms of their numbers, they are very, very small. Small as they may be, I don't want to minimise that, like on Saturday night, they can have a great impact. But I think increasingly, and we've seen this with some of the other groups, over time, they realise they have no support. They realise that the message which they are putting out no longer resonates with people, and people vote with their feet, and people, when it comes to elections, time after time, have overwhelmingly endorsed Sinn Féin. And if anybody's looking on, any observer, particularly when Sinn Féin, through Alicia McLaughlin, won the Westminster seat, then I think any observer, any objective observer, must say that's where the credibility of the Republican base lies.
Over the weekend, before this bomb, the PSNI had been calling for help in solving a murder of 26 years. Constable Michael Ferguson was shot in that very area, and he asked people to come forward with information, even asked the killer to come forward. Could that have been a reaction to that police call?
I don't think so. I think it would be speculation to say that. It would be very difficult for anyone to say that's a direct correlation. I just couldn't say it myself.
Would you be in a position today to speak to that killer and ask him to come forward like the police did?
No, I'm not in any position because I have no information relating to it. But what I would say, and much time and effort has been put into trying to deal with the legacy of the conflict. There are structures in place which have been agreed, and that's why it's the imperative is on all of us to continue to work to ensure that we have the political institutions up and running and those legacy mechanisms agreed by everyone, because people know that independent investigations are necessary. They were absent in the past. Partisan policing, you know, interference by British Army and British military people and ensure that there weren't proper investigations. So what we have to do is, and I don't think we should conflate the two issues, but certainly we have to deal with the legacy. We need the institutions back up and running, but we have to send a very clear message as to what happened on Saturday night. This is not in our name, and it should stop, and stop immediately.
But there is the possibility that the person who shot that young policeman 26 years ago could be the very same person who's driving those young men to hijack that pizza delivery car and plant that bomb. That possibility exists.
Well, every hypothesis is possible, Frank, but I think what we should do, and what we have seen, and what we've seen increasingly over the last number of years, the people in this city, because this city would be one of the regions in Northwest, west of Bann, who has suffered from underdevelopment through decades of neglect, have stood up, have given a vision, have given leadership. And I think in the last number of years, we've seen the city grow. Many, many issues still to be resolved, the expansion of McGee, the medical school, the road systems, etc., etc. But there's a focus, there's a drive, and there's a determination that Derry will deliver, because we have always said a new Derry is possible, much in the same way as a new Ireland is possible.
Do you have any worries that the new IRA could target other towns in the foreseeable future?
I have no information, but certainly, and what we have seen, because these are isolated incidents, and what we do see, and I think they see this, is that single bomb in Derry has captured the media and all of our attentions over the last number of days. And I think what we have to do is to send a clear message as we get this type of platform to say, stop, not in our name, and ensure that they get the message, and particularly to get it from those who in some way perhaps offer them some support.
Okay. Raymond McCartney, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Coming up on 20 to 10, good morning to you. 0289 0333 105. Whatever's on your mind this Monday morning, as always, it's very welcome.